with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today, we hear from the presumptive GOP presidential nominee on a high-profile issue in the race for the White House.
On his social media site, former President Trump says he plans to issue a statement on abortion, and he's expected to announce his position on when in pregnancy abortions should be banned. In an interview on WABC Radio last month, Trump suggested he was leaning towards supporting a ban at around 15 weeks of pregnancy. Trump takes credit for appointing the Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, but he has criticized fellow Republicans for being too hardline on the issue. Trump writes, great love and compassion must be shown when even thinking about the subject of life, but he says we must use common sense to win elections. Jennifer King, Washington.
Salvage crews have started removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that slammed into and collapsed the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, an important step toward a full reopening of one of the country's main shipping lanes. It's been another incident involving a Boeing jetliner, a Southwest Airlines plane leaving Denver, was forced to make a quick landing after the engine cover fell off and struck the wing flap during takeoff. Southwest says a Boeing 737 did land safely yesterday. The Houston-bound passengers were put on another aircraft. Also at SRNNews.com, one of the country's most influential bankers, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, tells investors that he continues to expect the U.S. economy to be resilient and to grow this year. However, he worries geopolitical events, including the war in Ukraine and the Israel-Gaza war, as well as U.S. political polarization, might be creating an environment that could pose risks that could eclipse anything since World War II. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been mixed so far. Right now, they're slightly lower. The Dow futures down 2 points. The Nasdaq futures off 3 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention is shrinking.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Action, a leading pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt the idea last year. The video shows students how life begins and how an unborn baby develops in the womb. This is SRN News. Suspect's been arrested in connection with a fire at one of Senator Bernie Sanders' Vermont offices.
Federal prosecutors say Shant Sogomonian has been charged with setting a fire outside Senator Bernie Sanders' Burlington, Vermont office on Friday. The lawmaker was not there and no one was injured. Officials say Sogomonian, who is 35 and previously of Northridge, California, entered the building, went to Sanders' third floor office, where security video showed him spraying a liquid on the door and setting it on fire. The motive remains unclear. The building suffered some fire and water damage. I'm Julie Walker.
Millions of spectators in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada eagerly anticipating today's total solar eclipse. Expected to be North America's biggest eclipse crowd ever, thanks to the densely populated path, but cloud cover threatening to spoil the view for many. More details at SRNNews.com.